There are a lot of things our enemies get wrong, to be clear. But one thing they most certainly get wrong is the impulse that they should be in on anything. And that which they aren't in on is the result of some kind of evil. But please believe, me and my boys made up handshakes that were just ours. Ones where we would slap hands and then make new, shared designs out of our bent fingers, pulled back and punctuated with a snap. We would break them out before parting ways at the bus stop to go to our separate schools, and then break them out again upon our return at the end of the day. The series of moves was quick, but still slow enough to linger. Rarely are these motions talked about as the motions of love. And since we are talking about our loves over our enemies, Lord knows I will take whatever I can to be in the presence of my people. To have a secret that is just ours, played out through some quiet and invented choreography. A touch between us that lingers just long enough to know we've put some work into our love for each other. We've made something that no one outside can get through. I do not waste time or language on our enemies, beloveds. But if I ever did, I would tell them that there is a river between what they see and what they know, and they don't have the heart to cross it. And since we know our affections well, we also know the granular differences between their movements, the moment when an existing sweetness is heightened, carried to a holier place, particularly when orchestrated by someone we know that we love. For example, the difference between enjoying food and enjoying a meal. I believe there is a sliver of difference between being naked and being bare. I believe that difference also exists between those who enjoy food and those who enjoy a meal. A meal is the whole universe that food exists within, a universe that deserves its own type of ritual and honoring before getting into the containers of it. As a boy, I got into the habit of watching my father eat. At dinner, our table was circular, and on the nights when it was all of us, four kids and two parents, my mother and father would sit in the two chairs on one side of the table, and I would sit directly across from them, along the other side. I loved being an audience to my father's pleasures, a man who did indeed have a deep well of pleasures to pull from, but a man who was also kept from them far too long, for far too many days, working a job he did not love but needed. Of the many possible ways to do close readings of pleasure, among my favorite is being a witness to people I love taking great care with rituals some might consider to be quotidian. And my father was a man who enjoyed a meal. Our dinner table was mostly silent, save for the pocket-sized symphony of metal forks or spoons, and among them, my father, the lone vocalist, mumbling or moaning through bites, weaving in and out of the otherwise mechanical noise with sounds of his present living. But even before a meal, my father would prepare, slowly, blessing the food in Arabic, seasoning it, stretching a napkin wide. There was a point I always loved watching, when he first set upon his plate, deciding exactly what he was going to allow himself to enjoy first. The moment never lasted more than a few seconds, but it was always a delight. To know that even he was at odds with his own patience, wanting to measure his ability to sprint and his ability to savor.